Free Beer and Hot Wings, Steve Kelly, Maitland. Free Beer and Hot Wings report now. List family, they're getting a bunch of smaller urns because everybody's going to share grandpa's ashes or grandma's ashes, whomever it was. But it turns out when they ordered a package of urns, one of them came pre-stuffed.
A local family ordered a set of urns through Amazon for their loved one, but they say when they arrived, one of them appeared to have human remains already inside.
They tried to contact the company, but they say they felt like they weren't getting appropriate answers, so they contacted 7 on Your Side for help. Eyewitness News reporter Carlos Granda went to get answers.
Now, I know that I've said that after I die, I don't really care what happens. I'm gone. It doesn't really matter to me.
Yes, but
don't get my urn off of Amazon.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, do you need a fancy urn store?
It just seems so trite.
Where do you want them to get it?
Go to an urn store.
Where?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen urns in a store?
You know, find somebody who does like pottery and, you know, make one or something.
Go to an antique store. Find a neat vase with a lid.
A cookie jar?
I like those goofy looking cookie jars.
And I don't care if my kids burn my body and put me in an empty old coffee can, a chock full of nuts.
Yep.
Like,
I'm with you.
Pop me in there. I don't care. Whatever. Again, I'm gone.
Well, also, please don't leave me in a jar forever. Don't keep me around. Because where are you going to put me after a long time?
So you have to get a fancy jar, but don't leave you in there for a long time.
No, I don't need a fancy jar. I said a cookie jar and then dump me somewhere. Like, put me in, but I mean, make it cool.
Can they order a cookie jar off Amazon for you? Or?
No, I don't want my urn off Amazon either. I don't work with Amazon. I hate Amazon.
Yeah, I don't want to support Bezos.
Don't do that. Not in life nor death.
Yeah, don't use my death to support Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you don't order from Amazon, Maitland?
I haven't.
Steve?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I haven't.
I know Kelly's pretty serious about
almost
it.
Almost 2 years.
Wasn't sure on Maitland, but Steve, pretty sure you're an Amazon guy.
But yeah, but I draw a line when it comes to my death.
That's where you draw the line when it comes to supporting the billionaire?
Yes.
Okay. So when you keep it straight.
So when you no longer can, you no longer will.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets my support in life only.
Okay.
After death, he's cut off, man. Sorry, Jeff. You're not getting another dime out of me.
Well, this story. Steve, they did get Amazon ones.
Steve, could I take your ashes and put them into the tailpipe of something cool and then rev it?
Yes. I want my ashes left on a mantle for 1 year. I want to be remembered for 1 year up on the mantle. And then on the 1 year anniversary, I want them spread somewhere.
You started this by saying, I don't really care what happens to me after I die. And now you have so many cares about what happens after.
Yeah.
That's a lot compared
to Amazon
none.
Urn.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Spread my ashes. That's it.
Those two things.
Yeah.
It's two more than none.
But
you have to wait a year.
One of the things on the list is to not do something. So you're down to one.
No, that's still a thing. Your list was, I don't care, except these two things.
Except don't do this.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing.
But it's a negative thing.
What if it's something from Amazon, but you already had it?
Like what?
I don't know, like the box that a camp chair came in. Or...
Those are generally bags. That would be kind of weird. Oh, the dust would really stick to that material too. What about a mason jar? Is it weird to see the remains? I'd be down for a mason jar.
I mean,
especially ones that are tinted that blue color.
What if it's just an old Miracle Whip jar?
I don't. If it were Duke's Mayo, I'd be more satisfied with that. Miracle Whip feels like I'm a traitor. My whole life, I've hated it.
Can't handle the tangy zip.
Miracle Whip, no.
Ooh, maybe my favorite like peanut butter container or something. That would be nice.
What if the peanut butter came from Amazon?
But we don't get our peanut butter from Amazon.
Oh my God, Amazon peanut butter?
Oh, I love Amazon Basics peanut butter.
Bezos butter. Yuck.
All right, should we get back to the story?
Sure.
I guess.
For a grieving family, this urn was supposed to help honor their grandfather's memory. Instead, they say it opened a heartbreaking mystery.
I mean, it's obviously used.
It's like a former bowling ball.
It's all scratched and dented.
Bowling ball.
I've never seen human remains myself like that. And I looked at them and I don't know what else they could be.
The family ordered several urns through Amazon after their grandfather passed away and was cremated. But when they inspected one of the urns that arrived, they made a gruesome discovery.
One of the urns had ashes in it. And my grandmother was confused and asked my mom, why is this urn already have ashes in it. Did you order pre-filled? And no.
Grandma, stop not
you
taking
order
your meds.
Pre-filled.
Is that an option?
Right.
Imagine if you accidentally returned grandpa, though, and you didn't know it.
It seems like that's what happened here.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Actually, who is it?
I'll bet someone somewhere, though, actually is going, jackpot, I can't believe this worked. We sent that urn back with ashes in it, and now it's on the news.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
That's a pretty good prank.
Shocked and concerned, the family immediately contacted Amazon customer service, hoping the company could help determine where the remains came from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they were very, very helpful.
They
got,
listen to these responses. It is so classic customer service these days where it's like, well, I understand you're having a problem with that, and we're sorry that you don't like it. Let me see what your options are.
They were talking to an AI bot.
Mm-hmm. And how they could be reunited with the proper family.
Amazon wasn't working with us at all. They just wanted to give us a refund and stop right
there. Here's your $12. Enjoy your people dust.
The screenshots of those conversations show a frustrating response. In one message, a customer service representative told the family, I understand that you have received a used item. Please allow me a moment to check the available option for you.
Yeah, that's not a human.
No. That's the computer.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The family responded, it's not just used. It has possible human remains in them. Another message offered the customer a $19.99 promotional credit.
Now you're talking.
Okay.
All right.
That's pretty sweet. And you get to keep or get rid of the item?
Again, not really what they were looking for.
Yeah, but I mean, you're kind of coming out in the win column on this deal.
$0.99 promotional credit and told them you can keep or get rid of the item. The family says they repeatedly tried to explain this was not a simple return.
If it's something that's used, yeah, you can send it back and get a new one. And it's not just used. This could be someone's part of someone's loved one that they're missing. Because we never know if someone could have an empty urn that they're talking to, thinking that their loved one is there, but they're actually not.
So as long as they don't open it, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to find out some teenagers pranked Amazon and it's just like vacuum dust in
there.
That's
what I'm thinking.
So the family contacted Seven on Your Side, and then Amazon responded. The company sent us a statement saying,
here's $20 for you guys.
We understand that you are not happy with your purchase. Yeah.
We appreciate ABC7 for bringing this to our attention, and we've apologized to the customer.
Can you imagine if they said, we wish the family would have told us first. All these, what are you doing?
We're looking into this, and we'll work directly with the customer once we have more information.
They did acknowledge that they kind of did drop the ball.
Culbertson says Amazon told him the urn came through a third-party seller, and they're contacting them to figure out if this was a return or some type of error. They now have a team trying
to
figure...
Well, it's definitely some type of error. I mean, I don't think you need an investigative report for that.
Unless they ordered, like, prank urn.
Prank urn.
Prank trying to figure out how to treat the ashes with dignity.
I even told her we don't want this to send them back to you and be sitting in a warehouse. We want answers. We want them returned to the family.
Culbertson just go sprinkle them somewhere nice and move on with life. It's not a soul contained like a genie in there.
I was just going to say, we're short on time, but I want to know what you would do with this urn if it came to your house. We'll get to that next.